A 51-year-old Alberton was sentenced Tuesday to 10 years in a U.S. prison for attempting to smuggle roughly 650 kilograms of methamphetamine into Canada via a boat from the San Juan Islands. Ted Carl Foppel was charged with possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute last May, after U.S. Customs and Border Patrol encountered his 18-foot speedboat riding low in the water near Stewart Island, close to the international border and not far from Saanich. Weighing down the boat was 28 duffel bags filled with 539 packages of methamphetamine. Foppel also had a loaded firearm within reach, noted a U.S. Attorney's Office statement. Also noted at a sentencing hearing was gang paraphernalia found in the boat. According to the indictment, Foppel said he drove the boat from Sydney after being paid $1,000 to pick up luggage in Anacortes on the U.S. side of the border and deliver it to a marina in Sydney, on Vancouver Island. After picking up the duffel bags, Foppel claimed he drove the boat in circles and contemplated turning the boat into the police, but he did not because he feared for his family's safety. You don't start transporting drugs for a violent street gang if you fear for your family. This is a very dangerous group and, Foppel, chose to gamble with his family's safety, stated U.S. District Judge James L. Robart. This huge load of methamphetamine represents hundreds of thousands of doses on the streets of Canada, said U.S. Attorney Nick Brown. We know violent criminal gangs get rich off the pain of addiction. I am glad this shipment is off the streets and not furthering addiction and the gang violence that is part and parcel of the drug trade. 10 years was the minimum sentence Foppel faced for such a charge. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca